Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little seat again, bring us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out the new video, the new poll question right there on the homepage. Subscribe to my newsletter. All the other things there you can read, listen to, that will help you with your small business, regardless of where you are, what you're doing, what you're excited about, what you're afraid of, what you're concerned about. We got something that will help you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick Maurer is our guest. Rick is the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament around my office. And we're talking about change. We're talking about influence, how to influence change, and which you know, Rick, one of the things you've helped us with over the years is how to sort of evolve from managing change, or I should say, first accepting that change is happening and then managing it. But you've helped us go one step further, and that's to lead change, and that's what we're talking about right now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it certainly is. And certainly we talked about influence being a key thing. But there's another thing that seems to get missed, and that is, it's at least with a lot of places where I get called in, they go from change to change, and each new change seems to be a surprise. Like, whoa, we didn't know we needed to change. And then they start from zero and start to build the scaffolding. And it takes a long time. You've got to build support for it. You've got to figure out what we're going to do. And some other more successful organizations, they do something very simple. They keep people in the loop so people understand what's driving the business and what the trends are and what's on the horizon. So when somebody says, you know, we've got to change our software system or we've got to change whatever it is, it's more likely people would go, well, of course we do. That makes sense because it fits within this context. But we keep people in the dark so much that each time we have an idea, we have to go through all the things to say, all right, here's why I'm thinking of that. Here's how to connect the dots. And you're spending a lot of time and you're getting a lot of people going, yeah, flavor of the month, versus the very simple thing of just opening it up. And one advantage your listeners have, being small business people, is it's really much easier to open the books with a small business because you control what's going on. And some of the real innovations in exactly that kind of opening up so people see what's going on happens in small business and not in big business.
Mm-hmm. As you were talking about that, one of the things I thought about was the concept of futurism, the concept of being, of allowing yourself to think about being a futurist. Or someone in your organization, or maybe a team, have a futurist team in your organization where, okay, you know, Rick, you're in charge of these dots. I'm in charge of these dots over here. And Bill's in charge of those dots. And Susie's in charge of those dots. And we all know what our dots are like. But somebody needs to be in a position of seeing all those dots and seeing how, whoa, wait a minute, when you put those two together, you know, that's the future. And yeah. And I know the owner is supposed to do that, and the owners do that. But I think there needs to be more than just one person thinking like that. What do you think?
I agree that at the very least, one person ought to be able to sit up on a platform and look at the whole playing field. But it's better when you could talk to anybody. You could talk to a driver and say, so how does what you're doing fit into our overall plan? And they can tell you. And they don't have to tell you with detail, but they have an understanding of the kind of the interlocking relationships or interlinking relationships they have with other parts of the business. So, that
right. the driver of the truck would actually say, well, for one thing, I'm the only person who sees the customer on a day-to-day basis.
Yes. And then they ought to be able to say, how important is that? Here's why that's so important. And here's what I've got to do to support our sales force. Or here's what I've got to do, you know, whatever it might be. And now it's more than just a job. You know, I'm part of a whole fabric of making this business successful.
But there's got to be a mechanism. There's got to be I'm coming back to my futurist thing here, Rick. There's got to be a way for that truck driver to come to you or to me or whoever and say, you know, boss, you know, the other day when you were talking to me about, you know, how important my job was and to everything, we talked about that, and I appreciate that. You know, I've been thinking about that, and I've been noticing this. You've got to have the ability for somebody who's seeing that dot to help you put these two dots together. And that's what I worry about in a lot of organizations is there's not that conduit, that method to be able to do that. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I would suggest to your listeners right now, if nobody has come to you in a while saying, hey, boss, I've been thinking about something. If nobody's done that in a while, you may need to look at the systems that are in place. I mean, my hunch is it's not that they don't have good ideas, but something's getting in the way of that. Like they're afraid to, or there's something going on, and that's a killer. Because when people can come to you, and you'll hear bosses say that, they'll say, I get ideas I never would have had before, simply because they came and said, hey, and it doesn't mean you have to accept all the ideas, but just having that open door so that you're listening to them and seriously paying attention can make a huge difference in the quality of what you're doing.
Here's the question that you can use to get that started. When you're talking to your folks about something one-on-one, say this to them: what do you think? Yes, it's a really complicated question there, folks. But
it is,
take a note. Write it down. It's going to be on the test. What do you think? And then listen. I'll take a quick break. Right back with Rick Maurer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.